I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
You know, you put together a bunch of strangers in a group and you're like, get along. You know, 20 days ago, we were like strangers. We would probably never come across with each other. But now we are friends.
Luis Perez is one of 14 students who's just spent 3 weeks here in the beautiful Marlborough Sounds. And it's been anything but a relaxing break. And that's been the best part.
But 20 days here is a very long time.
I'm Kadambri Raghukumar, your host and producer of Here Now. This week, we're in the South Island.
You get up like at 6 o'clock in the morning and you go to bed at 10 o'clock. And that's a very long day. And especially when you don't have technology, what else do? You just talk to each other and you actually get to know someone. You take off your mask, whatever you have there, you know, and you actually get to know the person and your group as well.
This is the outward bound Southern Cross course that's just wrapping up. It's 21 days of rigorous, tech-free outdoor programs to foster deeper and more diverse connections and community. I'm talking to Luis, who's just finished his first half marathon. So suffice to say, he's pretty elated about it. But as far as distance goes, he and his family have come a long way as former refugees from Colombia.
So we came to New Zealand under the refugee resettlement quota. I've been here for 10 years. In January was our 10-year anniversary. So I arrived here with my mom, my sister, my niece, my nephew, and one of them was born here kind of like a year later. I'm from the Amazon part. So I'm from a small town. It's kind of like the golden door of the Amazon. It's where the Amazon begins. My upbringing was just rural farm, and yeah, that was pretty rural, connected to nature a lot. So the 2000s back home was a situation where it was kind of like a failing state, where, you know, the guerrillas were taking over and they were the ones that controlled the region, especially when you live in and kind of like in the middle of the jungle kind of thing. So there's no, you know, government control or police presence. So you have kind of like a different, you know, system or regime in a way. And I remember seeing things that I was like, why do we get so scared when, you know, you drive your car or you drive your bus and then suddenly it's a group of like people armed and then they stop you. And I remember like then taking people out of the bus and you'll never see those people again. And that was the reality of the whole situation. And there was more to it that I was not, you know, informed just because I was too young. But that's what I remember. We left when I was 10. I kind of like grew up in Ecuador from 10 until I was 19.
Reflection has been a big part of this course. And sitting here marveling at the absolute beauty of this region, Luis says he's done plenty of that.
Every single resettlement experience is so different. It's hard. It's tough, you know, you're starting from zero when, you know, at 19, everyone else was going to university or just getting their first jobs. And you were like starting from scratch, like not having network, not having those connections. But I'm sure I can speak on behalf of like, you know, the majority of people like myself that are resettled and come to a new country. They're like, you know what, we're going to make this work. And it's just like the willingness to, you know, just give it a go and just being supported, having the support around you. And I'm pretty lucky that Wellington was my place. I was the youth community connector for Changemakers Resettlement Forum. which is an NGO that actually supports, you know, new migrants and new former refugees to the Wellington region. And I was sending a lot of youth to our band, and I was saying, oh yeah, you just go and you'll have fun. But I never had the insight of what was it like. I was like, you know what, I just need to do it. I just need to put myself in the same situation. And when you actually look into our band, it's a lot of positive things that you can, you know, drill from there. It's a lot of sports, and it's a lot of activities, it's outdoors. It's also connecting yourself with nature and connecting yourself with your inner self.
You couldn't ask for a better setting to have an Outward Bound school. We're right at the end of the Queen Charlotte Sound.
That's Krish Kumar. He landed a job with Outward Bound as a community development partner after having participated in a course himself over a decade ago. And from here at remote Anakiwa, the course has been run for over 60 years.
The natural environment, or the beauty, is what a lot of people, is probably what leaves the biggest mark on people, is stuff that maybe you take for granted in your day-to-day life. Perhaps if you come from an urban environment, you're flung into and it's your whole life for the time that you're with us, and that appreciation that you have for nature because of how you're exposed to it being an Anakiwa is so, so good, yeah.
And considering the backgrounds of some of the participants who come to the Outward Bound course, from as far as Somalia to Afghanistan and Colombia, the experience that they come with to the course could be completely different from the ones that they leave with.
For people from cultural backgrounds, different things that we do on the course challenge them in different ways. The biggest one's probably water. A lot of people haven't grown up going to the beach, and water confidence is a big thing that we see with a lot of participants we have from those diverse backgrounds. And we're taking that person outside their comfort zone, but we're doing it in a way that minimizes the risks and helping them overcome that barrier and realizing that they can do it is where you start to see those really powerful growth outcomes that also lead into someone becoming more confident.
I wanted to get more out in the outdoors and connect with nature.
That's 21-year-old Malisha Munidasa. Sri Lankan, but even though she was raised in New Zealand, for her the whole Hillary effect wasn't something she was quite impacted by.
So I barely do exercise or anything physical at home. I'm not that type of person. So I think I just wanted to fully like immerse myself in something so completely different and try something new. And I think it's definitely tested me so much. I've done so much running, so much jumping off into the sea, into the ocean so many times, more than I've been comfortable, but it's been a huge test and I've loved it. I think the hardest part, honestly, was I think when I went on bush bashing. So bush bashing is when they chuck us into one part of the forest and we have to get to the other side through compass and bearings, but it's like going not through a track and through trees and pushing our way through the forestry. And I remember that being such a huge incline of uphill, and I am not good with hills. Every bit of energy comes out of me, the asthma comes out, and everything is just pain, and my mind just blanks. I get so tired so quickly. So uphill is not my favorite. So that day was super hard. I think it's definitely like a mental game. When we reached Anakiwa, it felt so rewarding because I was so proud of myself and I was so happy that I pushed through and I got to the end. And definitely with the support of my group. You get at least like 3 or 4 challenges like that in a day, every day here. So I think that's why that like this program has helped me on that kind of self-confidence to keep going, and definitely made me appreciate Aotearoa and nature as a whole as well.
Finding new ways to look at New Zealand, students from the latest Outward Bound course, they're talking to me for Here Now this week. My name is Kadambri Raghukumar, and every week I bring you stories from people from all around the world who now live in New Zealand. Each week I cover topics from art, science, sport, politics, you name it. So you can follow Here Now on all your favourite podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Google. And you can also find the podcast on the RNZ website. Today's episode was engineered by Daniel Hurley, and my name is Kadambri Raghukumar. Thanks for listening.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.